Hello, writer friends. Welcome to episode number 14 of season 2 of the Write It Podcast, a podcast for authors. My name is Deanna. I am your host, and I am thankful that you are here with me today. So, I have been wanting to publish an episode about Kindle Vella, but I wanted to use the platform, get a feel for it, and decide if I liked it first before I published the episode. It's actually been a while since I've been here to chat with you guys, so forgive me for the absence, but as you know, life happens. But the key to that is when life happens, we just need to roll with it and then bounce back, right? So, as I said, today we are going to talk about Kindle Vella. So, I published my first novella on Kindle Vella, and the final episode was released in May, which was last month. And I really did like the program, and I made some money with it. And I'm happy with the amount of money that I made for my first book being published on the program. So, I want to talk about Kindle Vella, some of the basics, and a couple of tips that I learned along the way. So if you're not familiar with Kindle Vella or you're just learning about it, Kindle Vella is an episodic reading program created by Amazon. So it's totally digital. You upload your book to Kindle Vella, episode by episode, one episode at a time, and that's how your readers will read. They will read it digitally, either from their phone or their laptop, or tablet, just digitally. So here are some of the basics. If you are getting ready to publish to Kindle Vella, it is important that you know that the cover size is 1600 by 1600, which is obviously a square. I used Canva to create my cover. I suggest using bright colors, but nothing too busy, something that reflects what the book is about. So for instance, the name of the book that I uploaded to Vella is called The Box, right? So on my cover, of course, I have a photo of a box, not just a photo of the box. I've got colors in the background, I've got the title, and then myself as the author. You'll have to just hop on over there to check it out so you can see. But that is my advice to you for the cover, 1600 by 1600. And, you know, you can use Canva for free to create your cover, or you can hire a cover designer if you just feel like that's just too much for you to bear creating your own cover. Typically, covers for Kindle Vella are less expensive for cover designers to create than an actual book cover with a front and back and spine. So that's a plus. If you're looking for someone to create your cover, I suggest Carter Cover Designs. You can find them on Instagram, and I've used them many times to create my book covers, and they are professional. They listen, they get it turned around quickly, so I highly recommend them, and they're affordable. Okay, so we talked about the cover. Now, you've heard me say the word episode a few times. So episodes are really chapters, okay? So when you hear me say upload an episode or read an episode, I'm talking about the chapters of the book, okay? So the minimum word count per chapter is 600 words. If your chapter is less than 600 words, you'll get an error in Vella, and it will go away when you add enough words to make it to 600. So how it works is there are bonuses that authors can earn with the program. And then, of course, you as an author get paid per, you know, page read. And there's different things you can earn money on, followers, likes, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But readers pay to read your episodes with tokens. Tokens are inexpensive to purchase through Amazon. So if your chapter episode is 600 words. It will cost 6 tokens for the reader to buy. So they're super affordable. And to be honest with you, off the top of my head, I don't remember exactly how much tokens cost, but I want to say it's something like $2.99 for several hundred tokens. So they're affordable. After your book is completed on Vella, and when I say completed, I mean every chapter has been, or episode chapter, I use those words interchangeably. When all of your chapters are uploaded and released, after that happens, it has to be up there live for completed for 30 days. After that, you can actually take that book and turn it into an ebook or a paperback book, hardcover book, whatever you want, on KDP. KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing, which is the self-publishing platform that indie authors use on Amazon. Okay? So that is really cool. The thing is, though, you cannot take a book that you've already published on KDP, whether it be an ebook or a paperback. You can't take that book and then turn it into a book on Kindle Vella. You can't go backwards. You have to start the book on Kindle Vella. It has to be completed on there for 30 days before you can roll it into a book on KDP. Okay? And also, if the book has been published anywhere else, you cannot publish it on Kindle Vella. Okay? Hopefully that all made sense. All right. So this is what I did when I released my episodes on Kindle Vella. So I released my first 3 episodes all at once on a Tuesday. The first 3 episodes are all free to readers. So you want to make sure you end each episode with a hook so that they want to go and read the next episode to find out what's coming up. Like, you want to leave them hanging. You know what I mean? And then what I did, okay, first 3 episodes were released all at once on a Tuesday. And then my 4th episode, which is actually the first episode that readers will have to pay for, I released on Friday of that same week. So the first 3 episodes were released on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 3 days later, I released episode number 4, which is the first episode that they will have to pay for, the readers. Okay? And then what I did is every Friday, I released a new episode. So each Friday, I post about the new episode on social media. Sometimes I will post about it with a reel. Other times I'll share a still photo in a post. But I always post to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. Okay, so Instagram, I have an author account. I post it there. Facebook, I have an author page and an author group. I post it there and there. On TikTok, I have an author account. I share it there. And Twitter, I use for my author account and then a couple other things. I wrap it all into one Twitter and I post it there. So make sure you always include a link directly to the book on Amazon. And when you post the link, I always say something about the book, like, oh, new episode. And then I'll share the link. And then I always ask readers to follow the story and give a thumbs up at the end of each episode. Because as authors, the more people we have follow the story, the more thumbs up we get, you know, the more reads we get, the more money we make. So it's important to guide the readers as to what we, the authors, need them to do. Okay, so super important just to add that to every post that you share about Kindle Vella. So I am happy with the money that I made with the first book on Kindle Vella. So I will be using the platform to publish more books. I prefer to write and edit the entire book and then upload each chapter with the correct release dates into Kindle Vella. So I emphasized with the correct release dates because clearly it's important, but that is a lesson that I learned. I accidentally, when I was entering in all of my episodes, I accidentally forgot, skipped over a particular Friday. It happened. It was an honest mistake. I was looking at the calendar and I just honestly missed it. And so there was one Friday that I did not release a new episode. And the really cool thing about it is I had readers reaching out to me saying, hey, I didn't see the new episode this week. So then with my head hung in shame, I had to let them know that I accidentally put the wrong date in and skipped a week. And at that point, Friday was already over. So I just kind of like let it roll and went and checked all the dates, you know, for the upcoming episodes to make sure that they were correct from that point forward. And they were. So the reason that I do this is because I don't want to start writing a book, upload one chapter a week, and then what if something happens? What if I can't get to writing the next episode for whatever reason? Something comes up in my life that prevents me from being able to do it. Well, I don't want my readers to suffer. You know, what if a couple weeks go by and I can't write an episode? Well, then my readers have now lost interest in my story. You know what I mean? So the way that I do it, I write the entire book. I have the entire book edited. And then I upload every episode in one sitting. If I can't do it all in one sitting, that's fine. If it takes two or three sittings for you to get all the episodes uploaded with the correct dates, that's fine. But just, I personally would not release even one episode until all of my episodes are uploaded into Vella. That's just the way that I choose to do it. That gives me peace of mind. And then what you can do is after you have all the episodes uploaded into Vella, that book is done. At that point, all you have to do is network the book on social or, you know, however you like to network your books. You can start writing the next book and keep it going. And you'll just continue earning more and more money. So there you have it, writer friends. I hope I was able to answer a few questions that you may have had about Kindle Vella. I am recording this outside today, so I totally apologize if you can hear like a dog barking in the background or a neighbor yelling in the background. You might even hear the birds chirping, which might be pretty cool, but I apologize if there was anything in the background to distract you today, but it's just such a beautiful day. I decided I was going to sit out on my front porch and create this episode for you. So, I do have a Facebook group that you guys are welcome to head over and join. It's called The Writer's Circle with author Deanna Martinez Bay. And there I do allow authors to share their books. Just shoot me a note and say, hey, Deanna, is it okay if I share my book, you know, in your group? And you most certainly can. That's why I created it. But in that group, I also will be sharing any of my podcast episodes. And in the show notes, aka comments, I'll be posting like key things that were discussed in the episode. So if you guys ever have any questions about anything that you hear here in the podcast, please don't hesitate to either email me or head on over to the Facebook group and ask me a question. You're welcome to leave a comment on the post that I share my podcast episodes, or you can shoot me a private message on Facebook in the group, whatever you like. My email address is book.writer.deanna, that's D-E-A-N-N-A, @gmail.com. So any questions or concerns you guys have, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I love, love, love helping other authors any way that I can. In addition to helping authors, I am a blogger and a food writer. I have columns in Writer's Digest magazine and Pastry Arts magazine. I write for other blogs. So if you have any questions pertaining to, you know, writing as a freelance writer or being a blogger, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask me any questions that you may have. All right? So you guys have a fantastic day. Here's to happy writing, friends.